So we see that the origins of the Korach rebellion are found in the Seder Balosfa, when it says, "Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Lemor Kachas Alvi Mitoch Bnei Yisrael V'Tihartosam V'Chosas Elam L'Tarom Hazelim Mechatos V'Viru Sa'al Kol B'Sorim V'Chibu V'Hem V'Hit Horu." So Aaron HaKohen was responsible for overseeing the sanctification process of his whole Shevet of Shevet Levi, that the Levium were shaved and they were put in white tunics, and korbanos were brought, and Aaron HaKohen lifted them up and he moved them. Achken Yavo Alvim Lavar Esomoid Tertos Vehinaftosam Tanufa. That Aaron HaKohen lifted them up like a lulav, like we shake a lulav in all the directions. That's what we do with the Levium. And Korach was the richest Jew, and he had to be stripped of his fancy clothes, and he was shaved so nobody could recognize him, and Aaron lifts him around, you know, like a lulav. And this resentment of the purification ceremony led eventually to the Korach rebellion, because they missed something. It says, "Kinesunim nesunim hemoli mitoch bnei Yisrael, tachas pitras kol rechem b'chor kol mibnei Yisrael, lakachti osam li, kili kol b'chor bnei Yisrael, b'adam v'hema b'yom ha'kosi kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim, mikdashti osam li." That, in other words, Korach and his family and those who participated in the rebellion, they forgot that we belong to God. That was the issue. Had they realized what a zchus this was. Okay, your hair's shaved off, you'll grow it back, right? I mean, things happen in life. But you have to realize that it's not, life isn't about you, life is about your service, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so many of the arguments that we get into, one with another, so many problems that we see going on amongst Klal Yisrael, they're a simple fact that we forget that we belong to God, and everything in our lives has to be dedicated to that one and noble and singular purpose, that we should lead lives of our dedication, our sanctification to the Lord.